now.
Welcome to the podcast, Cirque du Psyche, Circus of the Mind. You like how I got right into it that time?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
And now I'm rambling. This is episode 14, and I am your host, Jiminy Biscuits. Is that who I am? No, I'm not.
No, that's not your name.
It's my catchphrase. I am Jiminy Biscuits, and my catchphrase is Tanner, the Cosmic Potato Farmer.
Oh, my gosh.
Something like that. I'm one of those. And across to me is my button pusher extraordinaire, Monica the Indubitable Space Fucks.
Jeez.
Laughity, laughity, giggle.
Giggle, giggle. Yeah. Oh, man.
All right, that good, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, a lot going on this week.
Is there?
A little bit.
Is there?
We got a big trip coming up this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited.
Going to see my hero.
Mm-hmm. Who's that?
Will Harris.
At?
William Harris.
Where's he at?
White Oak Pastures.
Yes.
In Bluffton, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Go down there and see it.
We are.
We are. Yeah.
Yeah. Going for the weekend. Taking our niece, Addison,
my niece.
Shut up. I'll fight you for her. She is doing the agriculture program at her school right now, and she might want to go down there to intern.
Better go down there to do the internship.
Yeah, so we're going to see. Hopefully we can talk to Will himself.
Yeah, I hope so, because I need another picture with him.
Yeah, you do. I'm looking at it right here, actually.
Yeah, it's sad. Will Harris and Earl Hickey.
Earl Hickey. Yeah, you got your eyes closed. We gotta redo that for sure.
Yeah.
I'll show it to him and be like, we gotta redo this, man.
Yeah.
He's embarrassed.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Yup.
I bet he felt ridiculous sending it to Mark that morning. Like, I can't believe Tana had his eyes closed.
Oh, I can't wait to hear him talk if we get to see him.
Yeah, he's awesome. I hope we do get run into him.
Yeah. I mean, if he's not doing as many classes.
Whoa.
Hey, stop touching things over there.
Spooky.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I heard it.
Yeah, I don't know what his day-to-day life is now. I'm sure he's still doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a very approachable guy, though.
Yeah.
He's not like, oh, like, stay away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's not Mr. Hollywood or nothing like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. You run across him, and he's not busy. I'm sure he won't mind talking to us for a few minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, Addison said she had, like, a list of questions to ask him, so I hope she gets to talk to him. But if not, I mean, everybody there in, like, leadership stuff, positions, are extremely knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
So hope anybody she gets to talk to, I think, is going to help her. So.
Yeah.
And we're going to make her listen to this podcast on the way down there so she knows we're talking about her.
Mm-hmm.
Hold her accountable. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody knows what you're doing now. You got to do it. Are you going to let everybody down, Addison?
Aw.
Are you going to be the next Will Harris? Wait, that's me.
Oh, my gosh.
Who's Addison going to be? There's no, like, big. So you think of big farming people. You got Will Harris, Joel Salatin. Yeah, Billy Bond, he's getting up there.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's a hero in the space in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And he should be in everybody's eyes in this regenerative permaculture space. He's the pimp daddy. You got Greg Judy, Gabe Brown. Where's the women at?
But the funny thing is there's so many females in the homesteading communities that are leading the charge.
Yeah, like, in the workable, like in a working space.
Mm-hmm.
But like the notoriety, it's all men.
Yeah.
It'll come around though. You got the Irish girl we just discovered.
Oh,
Chloe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd love to talk to her.
There's that girl down in Bluffton that she's got the chicken farm.
Our Bluffton, not Bluffton, Georgia.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I could never remember her name.
I don't know.
It's Whippoorwill.
Yes.
Yeah, just cut her own foot off or something like that.
Yeah, had a horrific accident in the garden.
No, yeah, she's got it going on down there. She's doing it right.
Mm-hmm. You got Anne of all trades.
Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah, she's getting clickbaity.
You think so?
I think so. I don't really like watching her stuff, but she knows what she's doing. Just is it going to get to her head?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So I could see her turning into a female Justin Rhodes.
Mm.
Be careful, Anne of all trades.
If you're listening.
Yeah, the shepherdess.
Who's that?
Exactly. Hmm? She is. She's like the female Greg Judy with sheep.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, the shepherdess. I don't know her real name, but she's good, too.
I haven't heard that one.
Yeah. So Addison, who are you going to be?
Yeah.
Who are you going to be, Addison? Answer me in the car when you hear this.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. So
what do we have planned today? Let me tell you, nothing.
Well, it was supposed to be up to me.
Yep.
And I did have an idea of where to take this, but it's going to be more like a spring version of our winter ramblings.
Spring rambling. It don't flow as good as winter ramblings, though. What are we going to?
Spring.
Springle dingle. No.
No. No. I don't know. We'll think of it by the time we are done and ready to.
Are you releasing this on spring?
Thursday.
First day of spring is Thursday. And today is?
Today's Tuesday, I think.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
A day early because really it's the only day we really got to do it without Russian.
Yeah.
Russians. Without the Russians.
What?
Russian.
There ain't no Russians. Is there?
I don't know.
Anyway, I have
Russians
a.
Russians everywhere.
I do have a garden tip.
Spying on me. What's your tip?
Okay.
So we're already getting into that? All right. Go ahead. Go for it. Go for it. Throwing up.
So I don't think I've talked about this.
You don't talk about a lot of things.
Shut up. We might have touched on this a little bit, but I said don't cut your grass yet.
Yes, we did a little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah, like the April 15th thing.
Yeah.
But.
That was my
There's
garden.
More to it than that, though.
Well, okay. So why don't we cut our grass yet?
Because the beneficial insects are pupating in the leaf litter and the thatch and the grass, you know, the grass that hasn't grown up yet.
Yeah.
All the beneficial bugs. So if you start cutting your grass early to get it look like a golf course, you know, and win yard of the month, and congratulations, you kill everything. You're going to kill everything.
Mm-hmm.
So April 15th is like the unspoken delineation point of when those bugs have been born and alive and out of your grass.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I also like it because it's known as Alive Bug Day instead of Text Day.
So yeah.
That's why we know of that. But yeah, but why cut your grass right away? Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's ready to get rid of the dead leaves. And
strap on your New Balances or your jean shorts and get out there and start cutting the grass. Why?
Yep.
Let it grow.
Let it grow,
I'm
bro.
Growing my barnyard grass. I'm trying to get cows on it because the barnyard grass is doing better than the pasture grass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oop. What was that? Was that your knuckle?
It was. Ew. Sorry.
Yeah, so I might let it grow. Not let it go. Let it grow. Well, I'm kind of letting it go.
Let
it go.
Let it go and let it grow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Suck on that, Disney. Oh, turn the page. Today's small business is brought to you by Cirque du Psyche. And it is. No, you can't even do it.
Oh, I didn't. Okay. Yes. It is Primitive Bear Knives. Is that how it's?
Primitive Bear Knives.
Yeah.
PBK.
Yeah. Formerly known as Papa Bear Knives.
Which was way cooler.
And I have a hard time
not
switching
calling them that.
To Primitive Bear because it doesn't flow as well as Papa Bear, obviously.
So Alan Arment. He's on Facebook, like everything else.
Yeah.
Except for me. Fantastic knife maker. We have like a million of them. And we tried to win a million raffles, but we can't win them.
No.
Even though we buy half the spots. He doesn't like us.
Yeah,
not really.
Apparently not.
But he's local here. Local-ish. About 45 minutes from where we're at right now.
Yeah.
But he's from like Pennsylvania, I think. Somewhere up
I don't remember.
Up north. Anyway, I don't know how long he's been here. I never actually met him face to face, but my gun guy, my gun dealer, is good friends with him. Mm-hmm. I have several of his knives. Yeah, so he used to be called Papa Bear.
Yeah.
Which was awesome. And there, so he's trying to get patented or whatever, like trademarked.
Yeah.
Right. And so he got a cease and desist letter from China, of all places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the same people who steal all your patents and ideas anyway.
Yeah.
And there's some Chinese company that went by Papa Bear Knives or Culinary.
Culinary.
They do like kitchen products. They don't even do like knives.
No.
So he had a cease and desist letter. So he had to change his name.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he wanted to keep the PBK. Mm-hmm. So he went to Primitive Bear Knives. But he's still Papa Bear to us.
He's Papa Bear in our eyes.
But if you're looking him up, it's Pop or Primitive Bear.
Facebook.
Knives. Yeah, Facebook. Yep.
And he does have a website where all his knives that he's got for sale.
I didn't even know he had a website.
Yeah. And then he also has knives, a few knives at the gun store.
Yeah, but he does awesome knives.
Yeah.
And they're not just, I like because it's the variety of knives.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have an orange one. Mm-hmm. It's like my farm knife. So if I ever drop it, I can find it easily.
Yeah. You don't want nothing camouflage blending in with the grass.
Yeah. And I have one that's so pretty. I don't even want to use it. It's got like an aqua blue, almost translucent handle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a raw steel blade with like a peanut butter colored kydex sheath.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
I have a pretty one. The sheath is mermaid scales.
Yeah.
And it's like blue and pink something.
And then we have our matching knives. Mm-hmm. Pink. You got pink and black, and I got pink and peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm rocking it. Yep. It's in my everyday carry bag.
I don't know where half my knives are.
If I'm carrying my everyday carry bag and you come at me, you get stabbed, you're going to get stabbed with a pink knife. just remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the cool one. Pink one. You just got stabbed by a pink knife.
Yep.
How do you feel about that? I hope it hurts.
Oh.
Don't come at me.
Just
leave me alone. Let me do my thing. I'll leave you alone.
Gosh. Yeah.
So speaking of Will Harris, my hero.
Yep.
And the guy I wish was my dad. That'd be so awesome if he was my dad. I'd be talking like Foghorn Leghorn.
You'd be taking over that.
I would. Taking over the farm.
Yeah.
I mean, awesome. I'll do it. I'm going to see if he'll die. He don't have any sons.
Mm-mm.
He's got three girls.
Mm-hmm.
But his son-in-law kind of manages all the managers. I think he's like the operations manager or everything. He's pretty cool. I like him a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So I'll see if he wants an adopted son.
Yep.
Start dressing like him.
All right. Where were we going with?
I don't know.
Bringing him up. All right. So... our rambling or whatever you want to call this episode is brought to you by an article that actually White Oak Pastures put up. Do you want to read it?
I can read it.
Okay.
Am I a better reader than you?
Yes, you are.
So I'm going to read the whole article because it's worth it.
It's not that long.
It's not long. It's a post. It's not an article.
Mm-hmm.
So this, Will's Farms in Georgia and Governor Brian Kemp, I've never really heard a whole lot of good things from him. And now I don't like him at all.
Yeah.
At all, even though he's not in my state, but they're neighbors to us.
Mm-hmm.
So just like anything else, the state, you know, why even worry about this? It's not my state. Well, it could come here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what it is. So he posted, and it's signed at the bottom, Will. So he probably might have wrote this himself.
Maybe.
Anyway, so... it looks like it's tagged onto him, whatever, Governor Kemp.
Mm-hmm.
And so it says, Georgia Senate Bill 144 will give pesticide producers like Bayer and ChemChina liability immunity from lawsuits associated with any adverse health effects or harms to crops or property from their chemicals. This bill will strip the rights of Georgians. The herbicide Paraquat, which has been linked to Parkinson's disease, is produced by ChemChina for the United States. Even though it is banned in China, under this bill, ChemChina can no longer be sued for knowing the risks of Paraquat exposure, yet will still sell to Americans with no warning label. Another example is glyphosate, which is produced by the German corporation Bayer. Research indicates that glyphosate exposure is connected to cancer, but because the EPA has been co-opted by the chemical industry, the label doesn't have an accurate risk warning. Under SB 144, cancer victims will have no path for recourse. Chemical companies and legislators are claiming that this bill is pro-farmer because it protects farmer access to pesticides. This claim is false. Farmers deserve to have the right to sue chemical manufacturers when their land, property, or family is injured by chemicals. Pesticide companies have no incentive to be honest about the risks of their products. And he goes on to say, please veto SB 144 and preserve our rights for healthy farms and communities. So why do we care? It's in Georgia, right? Well, what if that comes here? That is completely disgusting to me.
Yeah. Just when I read that, I was like, oh, Tanner's going to love this one.
Yeah. So it's, we're getting poison from above, from the chemtrails. And now we're getting poison. We're poisoning our land even further from the ground, even further.
Yeah.
There's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
Or is there?
Stop using that crap for one.
Yeah. So they're saying it's pro-farmer because it protects your right to pesticides. Well, quit using pesticides.
Yeah. Stop using it.
Stop giving these people money.
Yeah.
Vote with your dollars.
Yeah.
Get off your lazy fat behinds and farm right.
Mm-hmm.
That's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to move my animals every day. Well, freaking go get a desk job somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid. Ugh. About to get fired up.
Do it. That's what this one's episode's about.
Nobody wants to hear old Tanner come out. You have to edit this whole podcast.
Not old Tanner. We don't need old Tanner coming back out.
Yeah, I don't know. There might be a time and place for that in the future, but not now.
Yeah. So, maybe.
Oh, all you can do is laugh.
Yep.
Or can we do more?
What can we do?
More. We're going to do more.
We are.
So we're getting a little more plugged in.
Mm-hmm.
We met the possibly new mayor of our town. We're not going to say his name.
I was going to say, don't mention his name.
No, I'm not going to say his name. I don't really know much about the previous or the
current
mayor, but a lot of people apparently aren't very happy with him.
Mm-hmm.
He's part of the good old boy system, you know, so you know how things like to change there, right?
Yeah.
You know, the only thing to ever change is the number in his bank account, only if it goes up.
Yeah.
Right. So, but we met him at the community garden. And I didn't really talk to him much because I was kind of working in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really know who he was at the time he showed up. And so I ended up going over there. He introduced himself to me. And then I was told that just the guy that might be the next mayor, whatever. I don't know him, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take anybody's word for anything. Like, oh, so-and-so supports you, so I'm going to. You know, I'm not an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
But I got talking to him, and he was saying how, you know, progress is looking good there, community garden. And he asked about bees. And I was like, well, I was told I couldn't put bees out here. It's a small space, and people are scared of bees. And he said something about the ordinance. I was like, there is no ordinance. There's no laws against it.
Mm-hmm.
There's only two laws in South Carolina, and one is how to bottle and sell your honey, and how to, and crossing state lines, exporting honey. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no laws about where you can and can't have bees. Nobody can tell you can and can't have bees.
Yeah.
They complain, but there's no law against it. Get out my face. So instead, he could have very well been like, oh, well, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come to find out, he's like the city ordinance guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to look into it and make sure there's no ordinances or anything changed or anything. And we might get bees because of the guy.
Yeah.
Like, well, nice. And I even worked in chemtrails. Because I told him about how many bees everybody's lost this past year. And he asked me why. And I was like, I could tell you exactly why, but you might not like it.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as I started talking, he was like, what is that exactly they're spraying? I'm like, I don't know. And neither do you.
Yeah.
And so he didn't like it. So
I hope he's going to do his research. And
yeah. We need more people like that in leadership positions.
Yeah.
To wake up to the truth of this crap.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we get where we're at now.
Yeah.
The ground's poisoned. The water's poisoned.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Bees dying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people, one thing I don't like to hear, and it's misinformation. And this was started by I'd say probably the 80s or 90s, maybe even longer. I don't know. It's kind of when I started hearing it. And if bees die, we only have 3 years left on Earth.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, how is that exactly? You're talking about honeybees.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, honeybees are not native to North America.
Yeah.
The Europeans brought them over here. How did America flourish without honeybees?
Do we not have any kind of honeybees?
Not honeybees, but we have pollen. We have native pollinators.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the wasp are mild pollinators, but the bumblebees, the potters, what are they called? Not potters. But we have native pollinators.
Butterflies?
Yeah, butterflies, bats. Mm-hmm. Bats are actually a type of pollinator. But I think that was a lie basically started by the what do you call it? Environmental Nazis, basically.
Yeah.
Trying to get people on board with doing this. I get where you're trying to go, but why not tell the truth?
Mm-hmm.
We've got here because lies are stacking up.
Yeah.
They're stacking up people. And what happens is, okay, I'm supporting this because I want honeybees to live. And then you find out, well, that's not exactly true. I'm never going to believe anything you say. I'm never going to believe anything. And then you're just like, I'm pulling out of the system.
Mm-hmm.
I want to fertilize my tomatoes and live that way.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Because that's doing so much more.
We've created a mess. America is a dumpster fire right now.
Yeah. Sorry.
United States of dumpster fire.
Got squirreled again.
Yeah.
I saw your glasses. You didn't tell the people.
Man, nobody needs to know.
Tanner got reading glasses.
I had to get glasses. It's only for up close reading.
It looks still so see good on away. You, though. Oh, yeah.
Is Will Harris wearing glasses in that picture?
No, but he's all squinty because he doesn't have them on.
I think I saw him put glasses on.
Mm.
If mm-hmm. Will Harris and Pat Matt can wear glasses, I guess I can too.
Yep.
Make fun of me though. See what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I'll cry and run away like Barry Goldberg.
Oh my gosh.
not really.
Yeah.
I'm not a tool.
Yeah.
What? Wow.
Joking.
Oh man. So what else? What else did you want to talk about? Ramble forth. I can't dwell on things like this because I get mad.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I can sit here and read it and go start running down the road and start telling everybody like Paul Revere.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to listen?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People. With the advent of social media, we're a topical nation now.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody reads a headline. Oh, that sucks. And, oh, look, another headline. And you can completely forget.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's like a slow burn. You got to get involved to change things.
Yeah.
You got to get involved. And that's what we're trying to do.
Yep.
Like even starting a community garden.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. That's something we've always wanted to do. Why? I could tell you several reasons why. For one, it's just healthy.
Mm-hmm.
There's an empty spot of ground that they were going to build a pavilion on. You know how many people are going to sit in that pavilion?
Not many.
Not a whole lot. But, you know, what's a better use of it? Let's make the ground healthy by making a garden here.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then he decided to put the pavilion somewhere else.
Yeah.
Along with a garden. Okay. Number two is people are going to ask questions. It's a good way to open doors.
Yeah.
Most people who are interested in gardening, you can probably make understand soil health.
Mm-hmm.
Soil health relates to people health. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're in a food crisis right now.
Yeah.
Right. So, but yeah, it's a good way to open doors. It's a good way to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
It's stupid. You can't change policies by starting a garden. Really?
Yeah.
Watch me.
Yeah.
Just watch me.
Yep.
Step one. Step one, recon. Step two, invasion.
What are we invading again?
Local politics.
Okay.
Look for the bearded tattoo mayor of Walterboro one day.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll answer the call. You get Clyburn out of here next. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we talked about that, how we saw some really shady, mm-hmm. underhanded trash in our local elections.
Yeah.
And it was so blatantly obvious.
Mm-hmm.
It's sickening. Nobody wants to do anything about it, though. Especially the good old boys. Well, my position ain't changed. Why should I care? Well, you're going to retire. You're going to have a nice, healthy, fat retirement. Screw the rest of us, right?
Oh, man.
See, now I'm getting angry about it.
Yeah, you are. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about who we met last night. We met the guy single-handedly responsible for prices of eggs.
And why they're so high.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's, a homeless man at that.
Illusions of grandeur. Yeah. So, yeah. So we're in Food Lion, and we're getting, like, we're there to buy our road snacks, basically, for the weekend. We're in town for jujitsu. Like, we had some time to kill. So we go in there, and we're on, like, the dairy aisle, which you're getting, like, yogurt or something. Mm-hmm. So I walked down. I was looking at eggs. We haven't bought eggs in years.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was like, I want to see what the prices of eggs in our area actually are. It's astronomical.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're looking, and I told Everett, he's our egg wrangler. He was also our first guest. He talked about his egg wrangling stuff. Well, chicken wrangler, not egg wrangler. But anyway, I was like, you should put some cards in there with the price of your eggs on there. People might start calling you.
Mm-hmm.
This guy walks up and is like, what's the price of eggs? And immediately you can tell this dude's like, he's on something or off of something they should be on. But and he just starts, we couldn't get a breath in.
Yeah.
He's like, you know why the price of eggs are so high? And before we can say, I'll tell you why. Well, he said that, you know, he lives homeless, very clean, shoes weren't dirty, didn't smell bad. Anyway, so that's a whole other topic, the reason I said it. But he said he'd go in there and buy eggs. And he'd buy the large eggs, and he said, you know, you always open it, make sure they're not cracked. And one day he realized the eggs weren't as big anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So he apparently approached the manager, called him out, and then the manager pulled all the eggs out because he caught him in his lie. The next thing you know, the whole entire country did the same thing, and the prices of eggs went up.
Yeah.
All because of one homeless guy in Walterboro, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And then he comes back around the corner, like, gets in her face, and was like, how much is he selling eggs for? We're like $5 a dozen. That's too high, and storms off.
What else did he say, though? About getting the new Live 5 news out
there. Oh, yeah. He's like, if you really want to do the right thing, you go to Channel 5 News and tell them to come talk to me, and I'll tell them the story. Like, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Like, you should run for office if you can make changes like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was... At one time, I put the buggy between me and him.
Yeah.
Because I was so, like, starting to feel on edge.
Started, he started getting a little close. Like, I was ready to give him the old uppercut.
Yeah.
He started getting a little aggressive.
Yeah. Very.
Yeah. But anyway, so the reason I talk about not being dirty is we're starting to see a little bit more of a homeless epidemic in Walterboro.
Mm-hmm.
And they all got cell phones. There's one lady who's got fresh nails, always clean.
Yeah.
And you just see him all the time. And the guy last night, he had ice cream.
A carton of ice cream.
Yeah, not just like a little, like, I'm going to eat this for dinner tonight. And I'm like, bro, where are you putting ice cream at?
Yeah.
So what's...
Well, we know the lady with the nails, she actually does have a place to live.
Yeah, we don't know where.
Yeah, we don't know where, but...
Everybody knows her.
She's got somewhere. She's not completely homeless.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's like this homeless thing is like, it's a scam because they're making money.
Mm-hmm.
The government pays them, probably. They get something, I'm sure. Some kind of assistance, and then they're making money off the generosity of people.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably living pretty good lives for the most part.
Yeah,
and you know what? They're not paying taxes.
Yeah, that's for sure.
No bills, just giving everything they want, pretty much. I don't like it. I don't like it because the Bible tells you to care for the homeless, widows, and children. I'm all down for that. I'm all down for a biblical welfare system.
Yeah.
There needs to be checks and balances when it comes to welfare. There's too many very able-bodied, healthy men sitting on welfare right now because they don't want to work.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
And these people, the so-called homeless people, are cheating the system on my dime.
Yeah.
On your dime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Get angry about it.
I don't like it. I don't like it. If you're legitimately homeless and there's a reason and you're struggling and you're trying, I'm all for helping you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if you come at me with some kind of crazy story and you're nice and clean and you got somewhere to keep ice cream, bro, you ain't homeless.
Yeah.
I've been in worse situations than that. Mm. I never asked anybody for a dime.
Yeah.
I got a job.
Yep.
And he was very able-bodied.
Oh, yeah. You're
right. When he got on his bike, he took off about 47 miles an hour. There wasn't no aches and pains on that body. He was probably in his 50s.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he could go get a job somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I got a job. I got several jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Technically.
Mm-hmm.
Only get paid for one, though, for now.
Jeez. Yeah.
I wonder how much the mayor gets paid. I'm going to look that up right now while you're leading us here.
Okay. Let's
talk about something.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and bring up the word of the day.
Oh, geez. Word of the day.
I'm sure we'll continue on for another half an hour before we finish. But anyway, hold on. I got to find it. Oh, no, bro. Ooh. Okay. I'm going to say this wrong. The word. Unfortunately, I looked at the definition, so this is on you.
Oh, cheater.
Fastidious.
Fastidious.
Yes.
Oh.
I hope I got you for
that's,
once.
That's a word I don't really use a lot.
No.
So fastidious, it sounds like a hoity-toity word, like someone's being fastidious. I see like shrewdness, maybe.
Mm.
Like shrewd, someone's fastidious, shrewd. I think of like an old lady from like an old 50s sitcom.
Hmm.
Fastidious old lady. You know who comes to mind? Harriet Olsen from Little House.
Oh my gosh.
She, if I had to put a face to that, I would say Harriet Olsen is fastidious. Did I use that right?
No.
No? Dadgummit.
Very attentive to and concerned about accuracy and detail.
Well, yeah, shrewd. Shrewd. Look up shrewd.
Okay, hold on. Hold up. Shrewd. Gosh, she drives me crazy in that show.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, obviously that's the reason why, but.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, I'm so like, ooh.
Yeah.
If you haven't.
It's hard to watch sometimes because of her.
Watched Little House on the Prairie. It's on, what is that? Roku TV? And it plays 24/7.
Yeah, live. It's like on the live channel. It's got a, there's a whole Little House on the Prairie.
Shrewd.
Channel.
Having or showing practical cleverness and good judgment. Often to one's own advantage. Hmm. It implies a sharp mind and the ability to understand situations and make sound decisions.
I'd say it's pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say it's pretty close.
Mm.
So I just looked up City of Walterboro, South Carolina average salaries. As of March 2025, that's this month.
Yeah.
The average annual salary for employees at City of Walterboro in the United States is $72,388.
Hmm.
And it say specifically for the mayor, but yeah, but 78 grand, bruh, for running Walterboro. Oh, here we go. The salary range for a mayor job is from $45,000 to
$66,000. That's it?
Yeah, I call BS on that. I'm saying that's probably like the very, very low end of very tiny small towns you've never heard of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like old towns, like from Quiet Place where everybody knows each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or like if you elected a cat for mayor. You know, some towns do that.
Mm.
Elected an animal for mayor because it's such a joke.
Mm.
I mean, you know how awesome your town would have to be to elect an animal for mayor because your town is so efficient running itself?
Yeah, that is true.
I want to get there. I want Aoife, my little baby puppy basset hound, to be mayor of Walterboro one day.
Oh, man.
We're too big, though.
Oh, yeah.
We're not like a huge town.
Hendersonville.
Oh, yeah.
If Hendersonville had.
We're unincorporated. We get incorporated and have a mayor.
Yeah.
We already have a mayor, though. Mamie.
Oh, when she retires.
She's not actually mayor. Everybody calls her the mayor of Hendersonville.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I wonder how long Bill T. Young, you know who that is?
Mm-mm.
Bill T. Young, mayor of Walterboro. Has been in office.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
I think he's been in since the 80s.
Really? Maybe. Well, they say.
Maybe.
Supposedly.
I could be wrong.
He wants to step down this year.
Sworn in as mayor of Walterboro in January 2009.
Lies.
Okay, so beginning in 18. Okay, that's what I saw. I've read this before. Mm-hmm. When we first moved back up here, I want to know who everybody was. But yeah, public service since 89. So he was somehow involved, but he's been mayor since 09. I wonder what his bank account looks like. I bet it's not where it should be.
Yeah.
Like that moron AOC. Like, how is she worth tens of millions of dollars and she only makes like, I think like low six figures.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's that come from? Think about it. Don't accept it. I don't accept it.
Yeah.
What else? This is supposed to be on you.
So
I was literally in the middle of my permaculture course and you came up here and was like, get off or do it podcast.
Yeah. I mean, I wanted to try to get one done this week without having to feel rushed.
Yeah. The owners just came in today.
Yeah, they just came in. I didn't want to have to be on edge. And so, Lanessa and Doug are down there holding down the fort for us so we can.
So, they're doing some landscape architecture-y.
I hear side by side, actually.
Yeah, that'd be all right. But yeah, anyway, so.
Sorry, I'm still listening.
Wow. Anyway.
I do want to. I don't want to call it a shout out right now.
A hat tip, perhaps? What is it? I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just going to talk about Aunt Leanne.
Oh, yeah. Aunt Leanne, our most faithful listener.
Yeah. So her husband, my uncle. So it's so weird calling him uncle because we're not really like close because we only see him like once or twice a year. Yeah.
Christmas, holiday type things.
Yeah. And so they've been married a
handful of years, maybe.
Couple years, 3 years or so. Anyway, he was in a very bad car accident yesterday.
Yeah.
He's got brain injury, just multiple
broken neck,
broken
back,
things in his body, a broken eye socket. And he's in critical condition right now.
Was he just like it induced him into a coma, right?
Yeah, they did. But yeah, I just wanted her to know that we're praying for her and him. Thinking about them.
Yeah.
And just praying he pulls through.
Yeah.
It's just, we know how much she needs him to come through this.
Yeah.
For her sake, for his daughter's sake. So.
Yeah. Aunt Leanne, we love you. We're praying for you. We got some prayer warriors.
Yes.
Our crowd is on your side. So.
Yep.
Call us, text us.
Yeah.
Whatever you need, we're here for you.
I have a feeling that she won't listen to this one for a while. But
I know, but yeah, so.
Yeah.
Have you reached out to her?
No, I mean, she's.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of hard to right away.
Yeah, my mom's kind of relaying all the things to us.
She probably don't want to talk to many people right now, which is understandable. But hopefully she'll listen to this and maybe be a little brightness in her day.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yep. Thinking about you.
Yep.
Yep. All I got, man. That's all I got. This is gonna be a shorter episode.
Is it though? You underestimate my powers
of rambling.
Ramblery. I have the power of ramblery. Speaking of the power,
what?
My favorite cartoon when I was growing up was Masters of the Universe, also known as He-Man. That's what I called it. And like,
yeah, I think everybody called it He-Man.
Yeah, who calls it Masters of the Universe? He-Man. So when I was a little tiny potato farmer, we lived on the river real close. It was like a tributary off the river. It's right behind our house. And we lived basically in a shack.
Yeah.
And it's not even there anymore. But the He-Man would come on sometime in the day. And I was very, very young. And I had He-Man underwear. Little He-Man underoos or something. And I had a He-Man sword.
Mm-hmm.
My mom would call me and tell me after she got her rabbit ears in the right position that He-Man was coming on. I'd go inside, take all my clothes off, and put my He-Man underwear on and shove my He-Man sword into the waistband.
Oh my gosh.
Prince Adam pulled a sword, by the power of Grayskull, I'd do the same thing. And then it was awesome. To this day, it's my favorite cartoon. If you can ever find those on DVD, the originals, that'd be some huge wife points for you. Hold on.
sorry.
I need to get this off my chest because I'm not happy.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, it's getting there. So then they made a movie in the 80s, late 80s, I think, with Dolph Lundgren. Dolph Lundgren's awesome. He played an amazing He-Man. Mm-hmm. Skeletor is pretty cool, too. They did a good job on him. But the storyline kind of sucked. Somehow they ended up on Earth. Masters of the Universe was not based on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they tried to relate it, and that kind of killed the movie for a lot of people. I didn't, nah. Mm-hmm. I'd watch it because of whatever, you know, whatever. And then they got this new woke bull crap that Kevin Smith did, some kind of animation. I didn't even make it through one episode.
Mm.
It's terrible. It's trash. What are you doing? And now I just saw yesterday morning, they're redoing the live action movie and it looks and sounds like complete garbage.
Jeez.
Garbage. They're ruining everything.
Mm-hmm. They can't leave anything alone.
No. It was perfect the way it was. Prince Adam had amazing animated hair.
Just like redoing Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, my gosh.
I told you this is going to be one of those the episodes.
Grinds my gears. We should call this one. You know what grinds my gears? Man. Yeah, Lilo and Stitch is my favorite Disney movie. And I don't like Disney.
No.
I don't have a lot of Disney movies. I like Fox and the Hound.
Mm-hmm.
Like the old ones before all the wokeness and stupidity.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Walt Disney himself was garbage.
Mm-hmm.
He was a trash can of a human. But Fox and the Hound, the old Robin Hood,
mm-hmm.
where he was a fox.
Yeah.
That's funny. Fox and the Hound, Robin Hood, Fox. Anyway, those were awesome. The old Jungle Book, which I don't think that was. Did Disney take that? Because Rudyard Kipling wrote that. Was that a Disney animated or was that not?
I don't remember.
Anyway, but yeah, the old stuff is amazing. And then the newer stuff, it's just whatever. It's stupid. And Lilo and Stitch came out and it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it probably 37 times. Not even joking. Mm-hmm. It's probably on the low end. And it's amazing. I love that movie. Mm-hmm. It's perfect the way it is. And then we watched a trailer the other day. Right? And we watched the trailer. It's garbage.
Yep.
I will not see it.
Yeah.
Will not see it.
Yeah. What was it with, oh my gosh, I'm going to blank on their names.
Quigley and Pleakley. No, it's not Quigley. You got me all messed up. Pleakley and Jumba.
Yeah. What was with their characters?
It's like they were cloaked as human beings.
Yeah.
Like, no, bro. It was funny because they were obviously aliens blending in.
Yeah, dressed up as
a little wig
and
stuff with three eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, nothing's wrong with me. Look at me.
I just quoted that movie today.
Really?
Yeah, in the garden.
What did you say?
Their noses are nuzzling.
Oh, nuzzling me with their noses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stupid gnats. Ugh.
Yeah.
They're so bad today.
Why can't you just leave stuff alone?
Yeah.
Like Snow White. Of course, I'm going to sound racist. Go ahead and call me what you want. But why did they call Snow White Snow White?
Because
her skin was as white as snow.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
She's not that white.
And I can care less. But that character specifically.
Yeah.
That character specifically. Like when they redid, I don't even like Little Mermaid, the original one.
Mm.
But when they redid it with the black girl, I don't care.
Yeah.
Don't care. But Snow White specifically, there's a reason they called her that. You just ruined the whole movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. Anyway, leave stuff alone.
Yeah.
Leave it in the vault. Except for Pinocchio.
Oh, yeah.
That new one with the Italians.
Mm-hmm.
That remake. Was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Babo. Yep. When I first started watching it, I was like, this sucks, man. And then it was the best Pinocchio I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We need to go check on the children. Check on your puppy.
Who's down there?
I don't know.
How long have we been on here?
44 minutes.
That's it?
Yeah, it's okay if it's a little shorter.
I feel like I'm letting somebody down.
You're letting Jeffrey down.
I know,
you haven't talked about him, said hi to him in a while. What was that?
I don't know.
Was that for him? That's how you feel about him?
I don't know.
Jeez.
I haven't seen
poor,
him.
Poor Jeffrey.
Really, I don't even know if he's really anymore.
Hmm. He well, hasn't emailed yet? We no. have an email?
Oh, yeah. You didn't talk about that. What's your email?
I did talk about it last
but
time.
But you got put on every episode. What if this
every
is only...
episode.
Oh, my gosh.
So Cirque we have an Dusyke, email. Cirque Dusyke at Outlook.com.
Email us.
Email us.
With something.
Got any rantings, ramblings, prayers?
Insights.
Mm-hmm.
Conspiracies. I love me a conspiracy. Mm-hmm. And I could say it without adding theory to it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, most... like I want to do a whole conspiracy podcast one day, like where the term came from.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go into it right now, but most so-called conspiracies, people make fun of you. It's like it's the minority who believe it and try to let people, hey, tell people the truth.
Yeah.
Was it like an average of as little as 6 months later, every conspiracy has been proven true?
Mm.
So why is the next one so unbelievable?
Yeah.
Why is the next one so unbelievable?
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes true. Like, whoa, why are we so easy to fool as mm-hmm. a people?
Because, I don't know.
Because people be peopling.
People be peopling. Oh, my gosh. We seriously need to get these t-shirts ideas.
Jeffrey is going to be on a t-shirt.
In his cardboard box.
Yeah,
I could, like, just barely see in his eyes.
Yeah.
Peeking through the cardboard.
Yeah, we figured out. We need to get somebody to get on that for us.
Who knows how to make stuff and put it on shirts? Let us know.
Gosh.
Does that make sense?
No.
Well, I'm thinking like having a drawing and like computerizing
it's like
it.
Somebody graphic, like there graphic design or whatever.
Yeah.
Zoe.
Is that what she's going for?
That's what she
for?
Wants to do if she can get away from her tyrannical mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm pretty sure Whitney said.
Yeah.
That she wants to do graphic
she does
design.
Drawing.
Yeah, I bet she can design all of her stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Will you stop touching things?
I got stuff. I was trying in the middle of my permaculture course. Now it's like a yard sale over here. I got stuff everywhere. You yelled at me.
I did not yell at
you. You threw my microphone at me.
Did not throw anything. No. Lies. Lies.
You're a conspiracy theorist.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Did we miss anything? We didn't talk about news. Do we have any news items to speak of? Or did we kind of?
Kind of did.
The big one was Will Harris's post.
Mm-hmm. That was the news.
Like, look in, even if you're not in Georgia, spread that. Go to his, is it White Oak Pastures? Is that was the page it was on? Go to his page and share that or whatever.
Yeah.
Tell people about it. Because it might come here one day.
Yeah.
And my what would he be? My second cousin? Like your parents' first cousin? That would be our second cousins, right?
Sure.
So you know Charles, my cousin Charles.
Yeah.
His dad.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think he died. I can't remember if he's dead now, but he got Parkinson's.
Yeah.
And it was proven that he got it from the farming chemicals because he was very... very conventionally minded.
Yeah.
And you just can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Just watch your dad waste away in a wheelchair and can't even feed himself.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay as long as farmers have free access to pesticides, it's okay.
Yeah.
And the Germans and the Chinese.
I'm
an idiot. Germans and the Chinese are making our pesticides like, and they won't use them in their own country.
Yeah.
Come on, bruh.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yup.
Hi, Addison.
Are you still listening?
You're in the car with us right now.
Have you fallen asleep yet?
Let's talk about Addison. Do we know any juicy secrets and stuff? No, I'm not going to do that to her.
I was like, what?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, fun fact, when Addison was a baby, she was like, she was, let's see. So, out of me and my generation, so like me, Misty, all of us,
mm-hmm.
me, Misty, and Brian, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like we're very close growing up. I'm not counting my sisters because you know why. So, Addison was like the first of the children. Misty's had her kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, yeah. Because Addison's oldest. She's like the Mia. She's like the Mia of my generation.
Yeah, as long as you're not counting sisters.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not counting them.
Yeah.
So Addison was the first baby. And of course, I love me some babies. And so anytime I was on leave, I was always over there hanging out with her and stuff. And I had this thing, and I should bring it back. I should buy Carter one. I used to give every baby on their first birthday a Bob Marley shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I used to do that. And so I gave her a little Bob Marley. Mm-hmm. And Misty wasn't doing the greatest at the time financially, mm-hmm. right? I mean, you know, we all go through that growing pains of becoming an adult.
Yeah.
And so I was doing pretty well, single, had Army money, and I never spent money on anything. So I would kind of always offer. I wouldn't sit here and say, "Hey, you're broke. I'm doing better than you. What can I do to help?" You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I always ask because Misty is one of my favorite human beings on the earth, mm-hmm. and I wanted to see her. I wanted to help out. Mm-hmm. I had nothing going on. I was living in a war zone, single. You know, is there anything you could do to help out? Of course, you won't go. You know what I mean? You know how it is. Mm-hmm. So I would shove money into Addison's clothes. Mm-hmm. Not like creepy. Yeah, it sounds creepy, but I'd stick like 20s or whatever and just like, you know, somewhere that, I don't know. It's not like I said, now it sounds creepy. But you can ask Misty. Misty would like, after I would leave and she'd go to take Addison's clothes off, like in her shirt or something, you know what I mean? Like not down in her freaking diaper or anything weird, but like it's somewhere like in a pocket or something. Mm-hmm. And Misty would check her and she'd find money. Mm-hmm. I do that all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Addison, did you know that? Pretty sure she knew that.
I think she's heard that story.
Yeah, probably. But yeah.
More recent than...
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's about to be 17 in April.
Yeah.
April 2nd, I think.
I don't remember birthdays.
I'm pretty sure because I just asked Misty just recently about the girls' birthdays.
I still don't remember birthdays, and that's why me and my first daughter don't talk anymore.
It's all your fault.
It is all my fault, and I tried to apologize, and she wouldn't have it. So
you forgot her birthday.
She's not my daughter anymore. Mm. I still love her. I do. Sam, hello. You're not going to hear this. No. I remember I was working in the high school at church, and me and her were getting really close. Mm-hmm. I loved her to death, man, and she called me dad. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome. I remember she texted me on my birthday, December 8th. That's my birthday. Text me, are you, mama? Yeah, not really. I don't really care about my birthday. But I remember her texting me that morning. We're picking up that giant, heavy filing cabinet, that fireproof filing cabinet that I put in my, had all my gun paperwork in, CWP stuff. We're picking that up, and she texted me, and it meant a lot to me. I saved that text for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then I went and forgot her birthday.
Yep.
And I remember her coming into the high school and just like not even saying anything to me. I was like, what? Her is going to attitude. She had a little attitude all the time. Let's be honest. You had to know how to talk to her, man. She had a pretty hard life. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I remember that. And I was like, that's her problem, bro. And I was like, oh my God, I forgot her birthday. Mm. And she would never talk to me again. I tried to call her, tried to text her. Nothing. Mm. Nothing. It's all right. It's all right.
Mm. Now you have zero.
Zero daughters.
Zero daughters.
We're not going to talk about the other one because that was 100% her fault.
Oh, gosh.
That time. Yeah. Anyway. Just got the boys, the stinky boys. I'm suited for boys, though. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted a little girl. Never got one, but... I'm very well suited to boys, rough and wild.
Yep.
Yeah. Dirty.
Yep.
Smelly. Mm-hmm. Am I dirty and smelly? Mm-hmm.
No. No.
I can be.
Yeah. Yeah. You get pretty stanky in the summertime.
Yep. Because I like to work.
You
like to
sweat things. So much.
What?
So swatty.
Swatty. Woke up covered in swat.
I can't remember the rest of that video.
Don't either. It's stupid. Anyway.
Yeah. Alrighty. What are we calling this? What'd you say earlier?
I don't remember now. Something about,
What grinds my gears?
Yeah, you know what grinds my gears.
All right.
Yeah, we did a lot of gear grinding.
We did. I think it was necessary.
It kind of was. And plus, we had nothing planned because see what happens when I leave everything up to Monica.
Mm-hmm. I had a word in the garden tip. And
only because I reminded you, you're like, what are we talking about this week? I'm like, I don't know. It's supposed to be on you. Everything. You're like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Oh. And see what happened?
Not bad. anyway, I tried.
Anyway.
It failed.
Yep.
It's back on you. Let you handle all this.
Yep. So next week, we'll be back to normal.
Yeah.
Back to normal. Mm. I had a... about to hit call on the monkey's number.
Don't call the monkey.
I'll call him.
Addison's going to be like, what? What a monkey. What monkey?
Listen to the podcast, Addison, and you'll know.
We talk about monkeys.
6-hour drive to Georgia. Get some headphones and binge my podcast. I'm looking at you in the mirror right now. That's going to be so weird listening to this. I'm not going to listen to it until we're driving down here.
Yeah.
Because I like to listen to them, not because I like the sound of my own voice. But because, no, I don't. Because I like to close in your loops. Like there was something, because I started re-listening to them all because I want to make a note of what the business is. I don't want to be that idiot that devil's back. There was something I was like, oh, man. And I meant to talk about it again. Now I forgot.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's why I like to re-listen. That's why I like to listen to them, because you miss something. You want to close a loop.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah.
Hmm. I don't know.
I don't remember either. So probably wasn't important.
Nope.
Anyway. See y'all in Georgia. We'll be down at White Oak this weekend. Come down there.
Yeah. Come visit.
Take a tour. It's awesome. Awesome place.
I wouldn't know. I haven't been yet.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
I'm excited.
You'll get your mind blown.
I'm going to. Oh, no. I don't want to. I'm just picturing the little general store and going
awesome.
Crazy.
Awesome.
Spending my money.
Oh, gosh.
Making it rain. Oh, gosh. No, I don't know. I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
So,
fun skis.
Yep.
Because last time I was down there, I mean, I got to see a lot of the farm, probably a lot more than most people get to see.
Mm-hmm.
And this time I was it was for a conference, which is awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't have a single complaint. Like, oh, well, you know, this is boring. The whole thing was amazing, and we got to see. It wasn't just sitting in. They call it the church. It's actually the old church turned into like a classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't just sitting there for hours and hours, but we got to go out. We saw every aspect of the farm. We put our hands on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Got to see everything. And but this time it's going to be kind of cool just at my own pace, mm-hmm. whatever. You know what I mean? So it's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yep. So excited. You're like, I'm excited.
I'm so excited.
So excited.
So very excited.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, find out what grinds your gears, people, and do something about it.
Yeah.
Do something about it. What are you going to do about it? I don't know. Something. Start a community garden. Start there.
Yeah.
Recon and invasion. Oh my gosh, he's calling for violence. Am I? No. Calling for action, though.
Yeah.
Action. Start a garden.
Yep.
Talk to people. Do something.
Gosh.
All right. Let's get out of here. I'm actually kind of tired of sitting here now.
Yeah.
I've been doing my permaculture course. And
the chair's uncomfortable.
And I can't believe it's after 3 o'clock. When did that happen?
I mean,
we just got here like 20 minutes ago, it seems like.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, the day flew by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You want to close this out?
Mm-mm.
It's supposed to be your podcast.
Keep your powder dry.
You're just
going to
get right into it?
Seriously! You do, too!
Yeah, nobody wants you to drop off a cliff. You got to lead up to it. We're leaving. We're getting out of here.
All right, guys, we're getting out of here. Keep your powder dry.
And your Bible's close.
Bye.
Later.